there is a delegation that is of the Southern Sudan Referendum Commission that is going to proceed to the United States in the coming few days, probably in the coming 2 days. Also, similar delegations have gone to the other 7 countries where the referendum process is being organized. And the reason for their visit is to go and see how things are moving, how the referendum is being organized by the IOM together with the Southern Sudanese communities in the state, and to see also how the process of registration in that country has gone, and to see if there are any other problems that they may attend to. They can do that on the spot. That is the reason why they are going to the United States.
George, is the Referendum Commission satisfied with the ongoing voter registration so far?
Yes, the Commission is satisfied with the ongoing process of the registration all over the country, in the Sudan, and also abroad. Of course, it is not in the south, it's going on very well. In the north, it is picking up very gradually and really very promising. It is not like it is what is going on in the south. In the other countries, it is also going well. We had a meeting today with the IOM, and they reported that the process was going on well there. So with the extension of time, I think this will also be an opportunity, time of registration, it will be an opportunity for more people to register. So I think it is satisfactory.
George, some Southerners I spoke to are expressing concern that the IOM has become partisan and biased against them. What is your response to that?
Well, I really don't think so, and I don't see a reason why it should be so. Because, after all, the people who are participating in this process are just Southern Sudanese. And I don't see a way the IOM can really favor the North in this process. It is Southern Sudanese who are registering, and it is Southern Sudanese who will vote. So I really don't see that is happening, and we have no indication that that is the case.
George, after the visit of your commissioners to all these countries, what will these commissioners do when they return to Sudan?
Well, they will report what they will see there and what they will witness. They will report that it is going to be a progress report about the level of organization, the level of the commitment of the Southern Sudanese communities, the infrastructure, and the level of registration, and whatever other problems they may encounter, they can resolve those ones. If they can't, they can report back to the Commission's headquarters for further advice. And I think they will have to report about their visit and what they have seen and what they have found.
You seem to be very confident that it will only be a progress, which means a positive report that the Commission will be expecting from them.
Well, that's what we expect. We are really not expecting too many problems at the diaspora because the situation in those countries is different. These are free and democratic countries, and there is freedom of expression, freedom of movement, and we don't think that there can really be a problem that can hamper the process of the referendum in those countries.